Today is Friday, November 20th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I actually spent a lot of the day today out of the house. The house. I had to go into work because, as I've mentioned multiple times, the product that I am a product owner of, or one of the products, because I guess I'm technically the owner of a couple of different products, soon to expand, I guess, because I'm taking over all testing tools in the platform area, but, or at least I have said that's what I'm doing, because no one else is taking responsibility for it, so why not give myself increased job responsibilities, or increased role, scope of work? But the main product that I deal with on a day-to-day basis is it's an application that gives developers and testers access to real physical mobile devices. And those mobile devices are located in the building, of course, in a lab, in a server room where we have test servers. So there are other things in there. But we have three different racks that are locked up and have doors and all that good stuff and have our mobile devices in them. And the guy who is actually a developer on the team or an engineer on the team who normally takes care of that stuff now that I'm not in a technical role, his in-laws tested positive for COVID. It's not funny, but he had visited them a couple of weeks ago and he got back at the beginning of this last week. And then on Tuesday, I think it was, he told us that both of his in-laws, who he had just gotten back from visiting, had tested positive for COVID over the weekend or something like that. And so he was going to get a test. And there was something that needed to be done in the office, and he's the only other person. He's the person who would normally go and do that. And other than him, we have a new guy who's learning, but he is not at a point where he can go do stuff. So it was down to me because I'm the only other person here in Bentonville, Arkansas, where the lab is, on the team that knows how to do things and has a key and all that. And so I had to go in, and the new manager of the team wanted to go and see the lab and figure, you know, just kind of see how things are going and what needs to be done, et cetera. So he set a time for us to meet at 9:45 this morning. And where we live now is about 25 to 30 minutes from the office, maybe 20 minutes on a good day if there's no traffic. And so I got up and got dressed and everything, took my shower, got dressed and everything, went to the office. And there was all kinds of weirdness because we have to take a health screening anytime that we go into the office. But before, if I forgot to do it before I got there, I could go into the first set of doors, sit down in a kind of a lobby area, an unmanned lobby in the back of the building that just has a few chairs. I could pull out my laptop, connect to the internal network, and take the thing, and then go in. That way I wasn't really, because there's, even after you get in the first doors, there's another set of electronic, like a turnstile thing in the back. And so I thought, well, you know, I'm not really seeing anyone, and I know that I don't have symptoms, and I don't have COVID, I just haven't taken the survey yet. And it's really an honor system because no one's taking your temperature or anything like that. You just have to fill out this survey saying that you don't have a temperature, you haven't had symptoms, etc. And I always wonder because, you know, people have headaches from time to time. That's the main one. I get headaches from time to time. Even before COVID existed, I would get a headache occasionally. And so I was wondering, because one of the questions is, have you had any symptoms, including headache? And I'm thinking, well, a headache doesn't mean that I have COVID. As long as I'm not running a temperature and I don't have any of the other symptoms, I really don't think that a headache is a big deal. But it's one of the questions. So then you think, well, should I lie and say I've not had any symptoms if I have a headache? Or I know I don't have a fever. I know I'm not coughing. I know I'm not short of breath or tired or any of those other COVID symptoms, but occasionally I get a stress headache or something. And so, yes, I've had a headache in the past 10 days. I took Tylenol and it went away, or, you know, I took a Tylenol. I was fine. So I don't know. You just never know what to do. But anyway, I got there and I was going to do that. And the building wouldn't let me in, or the badge reader wouldn't let me in. So there was a sign posted that now you had to take the survey before it will even let you in. So they changed it. So it's better now because, well, better for them because they know that you can't get in until you've taken the survey. So I took the survey. It took me like 10 minutes just to get connected to internet, do all the stuff I needed to do on my laptop to get to the right place and take the screening and do all that kind of stuff. And then I went to the badge reader and it still didn't let me in, even though it had cleared me to go into the building. And so I had to go to the front door because there is a security guard or a security person that's there every day. And they, you know, they recognize me. I've been working for Walmart for 10 years. So those people have also been there probably longer than I have. And so they all recognize me, and I had my badge around my neck anyway. So she lets me in, and then the lab that I have to go to deal with the devices, that also is a second level of access. There's also a badge reader there. So I go there and I scan my badge and it doesn't let me in either. So then I have to walk back to the security desk and say, I'm sorry, the badge reader won't let me in. And so this is how my day started. So I'm like, nothing is letting me in. And she said, okay, I'll send Alvin. He's the, he knows every, this guy, this security guard guy, he knows everybody's name. When we used to work in the building, we don't anymore, but when we used to work in the building, every person that would walk through the doors, Alvin would say, hey, Tom, hey, Joe, hey, Betty, hey, Adam. He like knew all of their names. I thought it was so amazing because there are, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 people who work in my buildings. And it seemed that he knew everybody's name. So I had to wait on him. He came and he knows me. So he let me in. I mean, there was no problem. And I got in and did the thing. The manager showed up, and then the other guy who's learning, he showed up as well. And so we walked through everything and did what we needed to do. And then it took us a couple of hours. So, and I had a package that's more devices that are being delivered. And I would have had the other guy do it, except he's getting a COVID test. I don't need to give his name, but the guy who normally does all the device stuff, you know, he can't come in. I would have had him pick up the box, but I wasn't sure, you know, he wasn't available because of he got a COVID test on Wednesday, but he's not going to know until probably Monday. It was 3 to 5 days. I don't know if they are open on the weekend. Maybe they are, but I assume by Monday he'll know. And so I had to stay for a package, but the mailroom woman wasn't there until 12:30. And there's no food. I had not eaten anything. There's no food in the building now. We have a cafeteria, but they've completely shut that down because everyone's working from home. And so there was no need of a cafeteria. Plus, you know, it's less sanitary to have food on premises during COVID, I guess. I'm making that up. So anyway, I still hadn't eaten, but I had to hang around for the woman in the mailroom because I needed to pick up this big box with devices in it. So I did that. Well, then it was like 12:45 and I had a 1 o'clock meeting. So I had my laptop with me. So I had to go. I just went into a conference room because I really don't have a desk anymore. They're getting rid of, because we're all the technology folks at Walmart are going to work from home forever. We're not going back into the office. Well, they're going to have us go into the office once every couple of weeks to meet with our team and make sure we have FaceTime with everyone after COVID, of course, not anytime soon. But we're never going to permanently go back into the building. Or at least that's what they're saying. And so I don't have an assigned desk anymore. And if I went into a conference room and I was the only one in there, I could take my mask off. So I did that. I had my meeting from 1 to 2, and I still had not had lunch. And then I got a message on Slack saying, hey, can you meet this guy in the lab who's helping us with this thing and show them where the racks are, et cetera, et cetera. So then I had to do that, and that took another 20 minutes or so, maybe half an hour. And so by then it's like 2:30, and I haven't had anything to eat. So I just stopped at Wendy's and got a small burger and a small fry and a drink, and ate in the parking lot on my way home. And then finally I came home, but I didn't get home till about 3:30. So that's been my day. But after I send a couple of more emails tonight later, just, you know, following up on some stuff with my team, I'm on vacation until November 30th. Now, that's the plus side, because I'm going to completely disconnect from work and I'm not going to be stressed for the next week. I'm just going to, you know. But the downside is COVID is spiking and Mark and I never planned a trip. So I don't know what we're going to do. I'm thinking we may pick a few places nearby that have really good Christmas light displays. And instead of going away for 3 or 4 days, we might just go drive to maybe drive to Branson, see the lights, stay in a cabin just for one night, and then drive home. And then maybe do one other of those where we go to, I don't know, Oklahoma City or something and see Christmas lights, stay in a cabin or something where we can take Sydney with us, because we also don't have anywhere to put Sydney, because my parents are going down south for Thanksgiving, even though COVID, you can't speak to people. Some people just will not learn. So on Twitter, I don't know what we're going to do. We apparently can't figure out anything with all these restrictions on traveling. So Kathy Bacon on Twitter said, "Let's buy a new house with a nice open floor plan, a nice kitchen, and always eat fast food. I wish your reason was because you didn't want to get the kitchen dirty." Well, Kathy, I understand what you're saying. But I can also say it's fine to want a nice house with a nice kitchen and not necessarily use it. I did cook last night, pork chops, carrot puree, mac and cheese, and that was, I'm running out of time. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye. So I know the music ran out, but I'm just going to say one more thing. It was pork chops with a carrot puree that I had sous-vided, both of them. We had some mac and cheese that was delivered by friends of Mark, because they always give people food when there are birthdays. So they travel around and give people food, and we had some good mac and cheese that someone had made. And then I also made corn on the cob, fresh corn on the cob that, well, I didn't grow it or anything. And I made cornbread, and I did that last night. Not only did I cook all of that last night, but after we ate, normally Mark and I, if I cook, he cleans the kitchen. Not only did I cook yesterday, but I also cleaned the kitchen. Look how good I am. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.